This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Khatri. In separate studies both published today, researchers at Washington University helped lead the genomic analysis of two types of cancer. As Veronique LaCapra reports, the research could lead to improvements in diagnoses and treatment.
Washington University physician-scientist Tim Lay co-led a study on acute myeloid leukemia, a cancer of the blood and bone marrow. He says researchers sequenced the DNA of cancer cells and compared it to that of healthy tissue.
It's created a treasure trove of new information about the disease, about the mutations that cause it, about how they interact, and what their consequences are for patients.
Lay says it could take more than a decade to analyze all the data. A second genomic study co-led by WashU focused on endometrial cancer, which attacks the lining of the uterus. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Debate has stalled in the Missouri Senate over legislation that would reinstate a limit on certain damages in medical malpractice lawsuits. Missouri senators debated the legislation for about 8 hours yesterday, but did not come to a vote. Sponsoring Senator Dan Brown, a Republican from Rolla, said he did not feel optimistic last night about prospects for reaching an agreement, but he says he will continue working. Time is running short for lawmakers facing a May 17th deadline to approve new bills. A 2005 Missouri law capped non-economic damages in medical malpractice cases at $350,000. Missouri Supreme Court ruled last summer that that cap is unconstitutional. Governor Nixon announced the return of the State Parks Youth Corps program when he stopped by Rockbridge State Park in Columbia this afternoon. The program creates jobs for 17 to 23-year-olds throughout the state of Missouri. The governor says this program is seen as a model for the nation and its innovation has been recognized by the president.
We're very excited about the projects this summer, and the First Lady and I personally look forward to, as we have in each of the years, getting out in the parks this summer and interacting directly with these young folks.
In 2012, SPCY workers put in almost 120,000 hours at 69 state parks and historic sites around Missouri. The return of the program will offer jobs all throughout the state this coming summer. Graduating students at MU can now discuss their student loan debt with a financial aid counselor and one-on-one exit counseling. Federal law requires graduating students who have taken out loans to participate in online exit counseling. But MU Director of Financial Aid, Nick Pruitt, says MU decided to expand the program.
We tend to call it enhanced exit counseling because we're providing much more than what the federal government would require.
The Office of Financial Aid partnered with the Office of Financial Success to provide in-person counseling that teaches students how much they owe, their repayment options, and how to budget. So far, the program has seen a 25% response rate from graduating seniors. Pruitt says the average MU student graduates with just a little more than $19,000 in student loan debt. For students looking at a 10-year repayment plan, that ends up being slightly more than $200 in monthly payments. For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Khatri.